Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. This week, we're talking data. Here's IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde launching this year's IMF Statistical Forum, where statisticians, academics, and policymakers share ideas.
The quest for understanding and making sense of the real world by recording tasks and counting objects has anchored economic development and social behavior over the past centuries, if not millennia. Data has gained prominence as a vital building block for making sound policy. And without reliable and timely economic data, we would be wandering in the dark, making decisions on the basis of anecdotes, gut feelings, or worse, wrong data.
There's been a lot of focus on data since the global financial crisis in 2008. Many economists believe the lack of data may have contributed to the speed at which the crisis spread. With the world's economies so closely linked, the IMF says it's vital that all its member countries participate in the organization's efforts towards making key financial indicators public. In fact, China just recently agreed to regularly publish its economic indicators and allow public access to the data. The IMF says closing the data gaps will help avoid another global crisis.
If you don't have any data, you have a lot of difficulty making the right decision because you don't know where you are and with a lot of difficulty determine where you're going.
The IMF's Director of Statistics, Louis-Marc Ducharme, believes good data mitigates vulnerabilities and helps formulate policies for the real world.
So you really need information to be able to make decision. You need to know, for instance, what is the proportion of your population that is in need of healthcare? What is the proportion of your population that needs education? You need to have a vast spectrum of data to be able to manage your public policy. So it's absolutely essential to have data. Data is, in fact, information, and you need information to articulate good policy.
What is the IMF doing now to help researchers and policymakers gain access to that data?
Well, the data that is in our data hubs will be available free for all the general public, the academics, the policymaker. So this is a major step forward. We had before a lot of data that was available free of charge, but now everything is going to be free of charge.
How successful has the IMF been at getting member countries to subscribe to this data sharing initiative? And how significant is China's recent enrollment?
Well, this is a great event for China. They have subscribed to the SDDS standard, and that will allow them to be part of the group of countries that have already subscribed. By adhering to the standard, they will be publishing on fixed dates all those major indicators that are part of the standards, such as the consumer price index, the labor force survey, money supply, etc. And that will also provide greater transparency to the information they're providing to the world. So I think this is good for the country, and it's also good for the international community.
As politicians and just general policy makers use data more now to formulate their policies, and given that most of them aren't economists or statisticians, is there a danger, do you think, that data is misinterpreted by policymakers? Or is data now in the mainstream because it's perhaps presented in a way that's more understandable?
Well, data has to be presented simply if we wanted it to be used. Sometimes the world is complex, and you have to have some complex models that describe the reality. And that's why we have this forum where we're bringing together three community. We're bringing the producer of statistics, we're bringing the academics and the policymaker. And the objective is to get them to discuss what are the needs and what are the best tools to provide the right information to enable policymaking in a very sensitive way. And this is a step forward in response to the lack of data of the last crisis.
Louis-Marc Ducharme, the IMF's Director of Statistics, talking about the role of data in policymaking. If you like this podcast, you can hear more at www.soundcloud.com/imf-podcasts.